A man held as an enemy combatant for more than 2 years must be charged with a crime or allowed to go free. That's the ruling from a federal judge this evening in the case of Jose Padilla. NPR's Laura Sullivan has details.
Today's ruling is an unusually strong rebuke to the Bush administration. The federal court in South Carolina gave the Justice Department 45 days to charge Padilla with a crime or set him free. The ruling is a setback to the administration, which had hoped to hold Padilla indefinitely. The court ruled that the administration has no right to do so. Padilla was arrested in Chicago, accused of plotting to set off a radioactive dirty bomb and blow up apartment buildings. He has been held in the Navy brig in South Carolina for more than 2.5 years, much of that time without access to an attorney or the courts. Donna Newman is one of Padilla's attorneys.
Oh, I'm very thrilled. I really am.
Newman says the ruling is a victory for civil liberties and the rule of law.
I think what it proves is that the Constitution is alive, it is well, and it is kicking. And if somebody treads on it, it kicks back.
U.S. District Court Judge Henry Floyd wrote that to keep Padilla in custody offends the rule of law. He said it, quote, violates the country's constitutional traditions and individual liberties. Padilla's case has wound its way through the courts for almost 2 years, starting in New York. The New York federal court ruled in his favor, but because he had been moved to a South Carolina prison, the U.S. Supreme Court moved the case to that district. His attorney started again there, leading to today's ruling. In a press conference last year, Deputy U.S. Attorney General James Comey said the administration had no choice but to hold him as an enemy combatant. He said if they had tried to charge him criminally, he would have remained silent. He said investigators would have lost important intelligence they gained from interrogating him. Civil libertarians, though, say the Justice Department has no right to hold a U.S. citizen without access to the courts. A spokesman for the U.S. Justice Department says the administration will ask a federal appeals court to review today's decision. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.